So the question was kasha. Tomar hatsosa and the gemara. So chora kasha. If you see lighting the menorah, lighting like the mizbeach, is called an avoida. So the chora who adin lighting the menorah should also be called an avoida. Tomar says no. I'll tell you that hatsosa saw aliyos avoidi. That's true. If you light the marocha, put a light to the marocha, that's called an avoida. But hadloka lava avoidi. But lighting the menorah, that is not called an avoida. That's why if a zar lights the menorah, he's like a pot, there's no chiv misa. So Rashi learns, what does it mean when the kohen makes that sos aliyos, he has to wear klisharis? So Rashi learns, it means she ain't loivish big dekuna. Our boy im kohen had you too. The im kohen god lo shemoina. She ain't never can hakahanim. The chomokim she never ben yaron hakahanim. The kohunam mashma. The big dekunaschem. So the klisharis, it doesn't really mean a klisharis. It means they have to wear the big dekuna. So that was the Havmina, that Madduch, that Sosal Yosel, lighting the Marocha on the Mizbeach, is called an Avoidah. So for sure, lighting the Menorah? Gemara says no. Lighting the Menorah is not called an Avoidah. So that's why a Zayah, if he does it, he's Potter for the Chiv Misa. For the Gemara, what's going to be? Elo Meyata. Zayah she Sidir es HaMarocha L'chayiv. If the Zayah sets up the wood on top of the Marocha, why isn't the Chayiv Misa for that? Have the Gemara Iko Sidir Shnei Gizreitzim. Stam setting up the bottom twigs, that's not called the end of the avoida, because the end of the avoida is putting two big pieces of wood on top of the marocha. Shnei gizreitzim. For the Gemara Bazoi, Sidr Shnei gizreitzim l'chayiv, what's going to be if a zar goes and takes these two big pieces of wood and puts on top of the mizbeach, his yechayiv misa? Have the Gemara Iko Sidr Evorim. No, putting the wood is not the Gemara. The Gemara of the avoida is putting the Evorim, putting the pieces of fat or the meat on top of the wood to burn. And that we learned before, that Haktara Sevorim, that's called an Avoida Toma, and it's true, if a Zara does that, it's Chayav Misa. Fred Gemara, for Omar Ravasi, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Zara She Sida Shnei Gizreitzim Chayav? Well, now look what we just got from the saying. Here we learned that if a Zara puts the Shnei Gizreitzim, the two big pieces of wood on top of the Merocha, he's Chayav Misa. So you see what? This is called an Avoida. It's called an Avoida Matana, you're putting something on the Merocha. And it's also called an Avoida Toma. This is the end of the setting up of the Marocha. And not like we just got for saying Yepoter. So Gemara says, true, it's a Machloikis. So I'll tell you, B'ho Pligi. This is the Machloikis. Ma Sovra Avoida Tomi, as Rabbi Yechon holds, that's called the end of the Avoida. There's a special Avoida of just fixing up the Marocha. What's the last Avoida fixing up the Marocha? Putting Shnei Gizreitzim on top of it. Ma Sovra Lav Avoida Tomi, he holds no. It's not called you finish the Siddur Marocha just putting the wood. A chelik of the fixing of the Marocha is to get the fat or the meat on top of it. So close the man, you didn't put the meat or the fat on top of it, you potter. So that's why it's not called an Avoida Tomi yet. So that's Taka Machloikis. Gemara says now, Tanya, good, that's Machloikis here. And the kids, our first Machloikis between Rav and Levi was the Avoida, the Truma Tadeshin, which is an Avoida of Silik, are Yechayiv Bachutz or not? That Rav says no, and Avoidus Matana, the Pasuk says, even Bachutz, and therefore Truma Tadeshim, which is a silik, taken away, Yitaka Potter from Isam. And Levi says no, the Pasuk says, the Chol Dvar HaMizbeach, even an Avoidus silik of taken away from the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, also if Azad does it, he's Chayiv Misa. Now Gemara says, Tanya Kabosid Rav, Tanya Kabosid Levi, have a riot to both of them. Tanya Kabosid Rav, have a riot to Rav. That he holds if a zar does the Truma Tadeshin, he's potter for Misa. Avoidas shesar chayv alei Misa. What are the avoidas if a zar does his chayv Misa? Zrikas dam, bein lefnim, v'yamaze bechatis oif. If you take the oif and yamaze the dam, v'yamamatze, or else you squash the head against the mizbeach, v'yamaktir b'yer lesoif. You put the lesoif on top of the mizbeach, you burn it. V'yamanasech, or else you make nisachay mayim, or misachayayim, shloishalugin mayim, or shloishalugin yayim, whether you manasech water or yayim, yichayiv misam. This is the riot to Rav, that it does not say the Truma Tadeshin, mashma only avoidus matana of giving, and not the avoid of taking away, even though it's bechutz. So it's a riot to Rav. Tanya Kavosad Levi, they have another riot like Levi, it says like this, avoidus shazar chayiv alei misam. What are the cases that an azar is chayiv misa for? Ha meiru mesadeshin says clearly like Levi. Even the true mesadeshin, even though it's an avoid the silik, But since it's being done on the Mizbech HaChitzoin, you chayv mitzvah for that also. The Sheva HaZoy Shebefnim. Hu Adin by a par that's done lefnim. The seven HaZoyes, even though it's not on the Mizbech, it's only on the Proichis, you also chayv mitzvah for that. The Sheva Mitzayra. The Yamal Agabi Mizbech, that's Pshita. If you burn something on the Mizbech, Bein Dove Kosher, Bein Dove Apostle. Even though it's possible, but the locher is the mizbech is mekadeshit. Therefore, the meister it's called an avoidor and yechayiv misa. Yeah, Rashi says we're bein dov apostle ba'anech psulin shepsulim ba'kodesh. The locher is the first became apostle inside the base of Migdish. Then the halocher is the yimolu lo yerdu. That if you do put it on the Mizbech with the Eved, the din is you're supposed to let it burn there, and you don't take it down. So therefore, it is called an Avoida. So if a Zara does such Akhtara, he's Chayiv Misa. Mishumachi Chashiv Akhtara. Other things, the Lachra, if you put it up, you have to take it down. So that's not called an Avoida at all. You have to get it off there. But on Psulim Bakhoidish, if it came Tomei inside the Beis HaMikdash, then the Lachra is, you're not supposed to put it on the Mizbech. But with the Eved, if it's on the Mizbech, the din is im olu lo yerdu. So therefore it's called an avoidum, and if a zar does it, it's chayiv misa. So the kids are to riot to Levi and a riot to Rav. For the more now, a new kasha now. For the Gemara, lo mama feitzen. How come we make the kanim make a pias like a girl before they do the avoidus to choose which current should get the job? For the Gemara, lo mama feitzen. Could the Amoran? We already said why by the true Masadeshim we did it. We don't want them to come to fight. One person broke a leg and one kohen got killed, so not to come to fight, we said make a pious. So what's your kasha? The question is like this: Elo, lama mafaisen, v'chersen mafaisen. How come we had before we make four different pious? Throughout the day, we'll see Mishnayos later, four different times of the day, they used to make a pious to choose who would do the different avoidis. So the question is, why do you do it four times a day? Why don't you make all four pious in the same time in the morning? At one shot, raffle off like all the avoidis. We'll choose right now who does the avodah for the whole day. How come we have to make it four separate times, four separate pieces? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, k'dei lahargish kol azara. It's an inyan to make a tumul in the azara. If you make what's the girl there? You used to have the whole line of the kanam around and they make a bilsunsi, and you used to take the number and go around. It was a big tumul. So it's a nice thing to show we're using the Beis HaMikdash like it's being used. So if you have a tumul going on there, that's like a kiddush. It's nice. So Hashem wants the tumul should be four different times a day. Is rather than just having one tumul in the morning, it's good to have the tumul throughout the day. Rashi says lahargish lihashmiya kol hamoin am rav, that everybody should hear. There are a lot of people in the Beis Hamikdash. Come upon them a lot of times a day. Shukovet lamelech, that's covered for Hashem. The fact that there are a lot of people there, and there's a tumul going on. But it doesn't mean a rough tumul like we have here. It means a tumul there. They're choosing how to get the kohen to do the avodah. So it's a mitzvah zah. And there's a lot of people involved, so it's a tumul. That's a nice thing to do. Like the pasuk says, the Gemara says, "Shenemar Asher Yachtov Namtik Soid Beveis Elokim Nahalech Berogish." There's in you to go there Berogish. A lot of noise. It's nice to make a lot of noise in the Beis Hamikdash. Beis Hamikdash. Rashi Shukovet LaMelech Shenemar Beveis Elokim Nahalech Berogish. Like there's a tumul there. A lot of people come in there. That's nice cover to Hashem. So that's why they made this piyus four different times of the day rather than doing them all at one shot. So the Gemara Mamma Faisin. So Rashi, the Kshag is now, Maho Yu Loifshin, Oysom Hanesofin Lepias, Big De Chola Big De Kurdish. Let's say it came in the morning before the Truma Tadeshin, so the Kona was that before we choose which Kayin, all the Kanam got together, they went around in a circle, and then the Kayin, the Skan told one, take off your hat, and he picked a big number, 100, and then he started to count them all around, he got to that person. Now the question is, Bashas the Pias, what type of begodim were the kohanim wearing? Were they wearing the big day chol, a regular suit? Or were they wearing the big day kodesh, the big day kuna? That's the Gemara Shaila. So the Gemara B'mama Faisin. What's the machlokes? We have Nachman on the big day chol. The Shasta Piyas, they used to wear the regular suits, not the big day kuna. We have Sheshi Sama, the big day kodesh. Even B'shas Piyas, when they were choosing who should get the avodah, they used to wear the big day kuna. What's the Svara? Rav Nachman, big day choyl, they wear their suits now. And the Yamr, big day kodesh, because if you can tell me right now when they all get in line, make the big circle, they're already wearing the big day kuno. Ika bali's royals, we have to be afraid for the big bullies. The chamsi viavdi, they'll get disgusted now, and they figured, I'm not going to wait to make the peace here. I'll go right there, push my way through and start to do the avoidah.
So to make sure the big bullies don't go and push their way through to do the avodah, we want right now the piyus should be done when they're wearing the big dechurl. So therefore, they can't run not to do it, they're not wearing the big dekuna. And later when we pick out which one, then we're not afraid already, they'll run to do it. Once we pick out the person, that person does it. Just if they would be wearing the big dekuna, then we have to be afraid, maybe that close kanim will run to do the avodah. Right, Rav Sheshi says no. Even right now when they make the circle to choose which kohen to do the avodah, we let them right now wear the big day kodesh. Why? The yamrit the big day chol. If you're going to tell me no, we only let them wear the regular suits now. B'shas to make the pius. Agav chavivusay. We are afraid that after they choose this kohen, we'll tell you you have the right now to do the truma tadeshin. He'll feel so honored about it. It's such a chashivus to him, chavivus, that mikri biavdi. We have to be afraid he'll run right now and start to do the avodah. He'll forget that he's not wearing the big day kuna. He just got chosen. I'm the one to do the avodah today. So feel, a geshmak, I could do it. He'll go to do it right now without changing his big day kodesh. So that's why Rosh Hashanah says, b'shas apiyus, we make them all wear the big day kuna. So that as soon as the one that's chosen, he goes to do the avodah right away.
The other ones will have to
take
it off.
Okay. Right. Amar Rav Nachman says, mino aminilu, how do I know my yisoid? Rav Nachman says, b'shas apiyus, they're all wearing big day chol. The Tanaim would not like this. Mishnah and Tomit. Masron the Chazonim. Mashma, after they made the pious, they used to give over the Kahanim to a Chazon, to a Shamish. Voyam Avshita Noison. They would take off their clothing. Voyam Avshita Noison es Bigdehem. They would take off their clothing. Flohoyam Manich and Aleim Elamich the Sayim Bilvad. They would only leave on them their underpants. That's all. So Rashi says the Chazonim Shamoshim. So now that's what the Mishnah Tomit says. That after the pious, they would take the Kahanim, and they would take off all their clothing, mashma their big day choil, their suits, and only leave on them just the michnasayim, that's all bavad. So when Rav Nachman learns, my love, aren't we talking about the oysom shezochu lepiyus, that this one kohen or the few kohanim that was zeicha, they have a right to do the avodah. Still it says, after they were chosen to do it, what do we do with them? We give them to the shamish, and the shamish takes off the clothing, mashma they're wearing a regular weekday suit, we have to take off their suits, and now put on big day kuna. So it's a riot to Rav Nachman that b'shas the pious, they did not wear big day kuna, but rather big day chil. So my answer is no. Amar Rav Huna b'rei Rav Yehuda, that Amar Rav Sheshes are not like that. Lo, you know what the pshat in this Mishnah Tumid is? P'oysan shaloy zachol apiyus. Just the opposite. The kahanim that lost the girl, the ones that are not zechut to do the avodah, now they have to take off their big day kuna and put on big day chil. That's what the Mishnah Tumah is talking about. After the Kahanim that lost the Goyrom, they go and take off their Big Day Kodesh and put on Big Day Chol. That's what Rosh Hashanah learns from this Mishnah in Tumah. So the kids at the Machlokes, this Mishnah in Tumah, is it talking about the Kohen that won the Goyrom, or is it talking about the Kohen that lost the Goyrom? So the Gemara Hochin Nami Mistarva, being a riot to Rosh Hashanah, they were talking about the one that lost the Goyrom here. And the Melech should be a riot to Rosh Hashanah. That B'shasta made the pious, all the Kahanim were wearing the big dekuna. And the one that won, Gzuntay, told God to do the avodah. The other ones now have to take off the big dekuna. What's the raya? The Sakodaitach, the Oysen Shezachol the pious. If you want to tell me this Mishnah is talking about, that the Kohen that was Zech, he has the right to do the avodah now. And up until now, you're telling me now he was wearing his weekday suit. And now we take off the weekday suit. And we put on the big dekodesh. What does it say? It says, we only let him keep his underpants. Mashma, his big day chol, his weekday underpants. And then they put on top of that the big day kuna. For the Gemara, how could that be? For a time, we learned before in the Braisa, how do we know when we dress the kohen to put on his big day kuna? He can't have anything on before he puts on his michnasayim shal kodesh. In other words, that has to be the first thing on him. Talmud Lomah, the pasuk says, "O michnas say bad yilbush al besaroi," that you put the michnas time, the underpants, goes on his basar. Mashmi, there's nothing else on his basar, only the michnasayim. So if you're going to tell me now we're talking about the kohen that zorchul apiyus, that we're taking off his big day chol and putting on the big day kodesh, how could you say they left on him the underpants shal chol? You can't do that. You're not allowed to put the big day kodesh on top of big day chol. You have to take off everything. That we're talking about that the Metchila, all of them wore the big dekuna. And now the Kahanim that lost the Goyrul, now we take off their clothing. So good, we take off the upper clothing, we just leave on the mechnesayim on it. So of course, Saraya to Rosh Hashanah. So Mar V'iduch, what does Rav Nachman do here? The Chutz Saraya to Rosh Hashanah. V'iduch, hola kasha. Rav Nachman that learns what? That B'shas the Pius, they wore big day choyl. The Kanim that won the Pius, they know how to change to put on big day kodesh. It says here they left on the big day choyl. They left on is on the pins. How could that be? So it says Hachik Tony. This is what it meant. This is what Nachman learns from this Mishnah. Ad she'oiden aleihem big day choyl malbishin oisa michnes de kodesh. True. While he was still wearing his underpants of choyl, they put on top of that the underpants of kodesh. But then Avadre took off all the big day choyl that took off. And the only left on him, the mechnesayim shal kodesh, they left on him. But Avada, at the end, it ended up, he was only wearing big day kodesh and nothing else. In other words, only the mechnesayim shal kodesh was on him. So therefore, we're making this postik that when you're wearing the mechnesayim, you could have nothing else on. And then they put the rest of the big day kodesh on him. Yeah. So this is good. So it just says that when they took off, they first put on big day kodesh, and then they took off the big day choyl. But now the mice, all he was wearing was only the big day kodesh. So therefore, it's called the good avodah. So now there's no right from here either to Rav Nachman or to Rosh Hashanah. Omer Rav Sheshes. Rosh Hashanah says like this: Minoah minelo. How do I have? Where's my raya that I say what the b'shas pius? They were all wearing the big day kodesh. That's Rosh Hashanah this morning. The b'shas pius, they wore the big day kodesh. They wore the big day kuna. The Tanya learned like this: Lishchas Hagozis. That was Lishchas the Sanhedrin wore. Lishchas Hagozis came in besilkul gedolah. It was like a big upper room. Rashi says Lishchas Hagozis shesham hoyu mafisin. That's where they made the piece. That was the silky. Rashi bayis kevoya shaloliya, a tall room on top of an attic, like an upper room, an upper apartment. That's what it was besilkul gedolah hoyso. Pius. Now, Hoysa. That's what Lishchas was. It was Kemin Besuk Gedol Hoysa. Now, Pius B'Mizrochim. The Pius where they made the choosing to pick the current to do the Avodah was done on the east side of this Lishcha. Of Lishchas HaGozis on the Mizrach side. Shrashi Pius B'Mizrochim. Kavutzat Hekif. HaMafaisim B'Mizrochim Hoysa. That's what they kind of made a circle around to choose which current to do the Avodah. It was done on the east side. V'zokein Yosheb b'marova. The Sakan, the older Kohen, the Sakan, he was sitting down on the west side. Shrashi was Sakan shel Bezdin. La, that's the Sakan, could be the older one of the Bezdin. Ha-moiro lehen, Seder HaPaisen, he was the one that was teaching them how to do the Pais. Yosheb b'marova, he was able to sit down on the west side of this Lishchas HaGozis. V'akahanim mukofen. Now the Kohanim were around in a circle. The Omdim and standing, Kemin b'chaliyar, like a circle. Trashi b'chaliyar, ogul, shakara nushka. All the Kanam that were in that base av made a round circle. Now, v'yamamuna, the one that went to count them, bo v'noito mitznefes m'roshi shalechad mehen, we had before. He came and took off the mitznefes. Mashma, right now, b'shas pius, they were wearing the big dekunam. And the mamuna now that's going to count them took off the hat off one of them. The Yodim, and they knew now, Shemimeno Pius Maschel. From this coin that's not wearing a Mesnefetz, from him we'll start counting. Again, like we have now like 30 Kanim around in a circle. So the Mamuna went to one of them and took off his hat. And he picked a large number now out of his hat, 100, 150. And he started to count from him, he's number one. And they went around counting all the fingers. Every coin put out one finger. And he went around counting each finger till it ended up by 150. And that coin was there to do the Avodah. That's how they made the piece. Now, the big day choyl, if you want to tell me now, b'shas to have the circle, the piece, the kanim wearing the big day choyl, of a zoy mitznefes, the big day choyl meiko. Here it says the mamuna went and took off the mitznefes off one of them. Does the big day choyl have mitznefes? The mitznefes, that's the hat of the kanim. It's so right, they're wearing the big day kuna, b'shas the piece. Have the Gemara in, it's not shver. We're talking about now this mitznefes was not shal kodesh, it was like a private hat that they had. Kiratoni Rav Yehuda. Like you learned from Yehuda. Vitema Rav Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Koyhen shasa soloi imoi. Kisoines what's going to be if one of the Kohanim, his mother, made a Maksonis? Usually the big dekuna came from the Trumas Hadeshet, came from the Shkolim we had. It was brought from the Tzibur. From the money of the Tzibur used to buy the big dekuna. Because it was an avoidance of Tzibur. What's going to be if a private or a Kohen's mother made him the Maksonis? Is Alocha Oyved Bo Avoidus Yochid. He's allowed to use it to do a private avoider, an avoidus yochid, not an avoidus atzibur. Shrashul kama perak gimel, shayimoseim shorkanim oisos lebneiim mishalhem. The mothers used to make for their own kids from their own private money, their own private material. Kemin big dekuna laharos teferos oisron to make them look rich and nice. V'noyim lachton the kamoy mahadras mitzvah. Hetani kain shosli imoy ksoinis leivsho v'yevu avoidus yochid. We'll see later on what an avodas yochid is. But at certain times, the kohen is allowed to use this begodim that his mother made for him. Do you see what? It was called a big dekuna, even though it didn't have kedushas of a big dekuna. Look, it was like big dekhoyom, but it was made the same way as the big dekuna. So maybe here also. Bishas, they had the piyas, they were wearing big dekhoyom. Ah, it says they wore mitznefes. It means the private mitznefes that his mother made for him. So now there wouldn't be any raya from here. So Melavaita, there's no riot here for a Sheshes or for Rav Nachman. They still have the Machoikis. What did they wear? They're more obliged by Sophic still. Machoikis, Rav Nachman, and Sheshes, what did the Kohanim wear? B'shasta made the eagle, B'shasta peace. Omer Abayit, Abayit says, I'll quote part from here, Shema Mino, Lishcha Sagozis. This room, Lishcha Sagozis, Chetzi Bakodesh, the Chetzi Bakhoil. It was like half. Half of it had Kedushas Azor on it. Half of it was inside the Azura, and half of it was outside the Azura. What's the Raya? There were two doors, two entrances into this Lishcha. Echot Pesuach V'Kodesh, one entered up into Kodesh, so that half that you went into the Kodesh had a Kedushas Azura on it. The Echot Pesuach V'Chol, and on the other side, to get into the entrance, to the side that was Chol, had its own entrance to the outside of the Beis HaMikdash. What's the Raya now? If you want to tell me the whole Lishcha Sagozis was Bakodesh, it says here, Sekan Yoshev Marova. It says that the Zokin Bezdin, the older one of Bezdin, was sitting on the west side of the Lishcha Sagozis. I, the Kashris, we learned that Ein Yeshiva B'Yazorah Elo L'Malchez Beis Dovim Ovad. The only one that's allowed to sit inside the Yazor, inside the Beis Hamikdash, is only a Melech from Beis Dovim. But nobody else is allowed to sit inside the Beis HaMikdash. That's the klal. Ein yeshiva b'yazorah, el l'malchus beis David b'vad. See if you're going to tell me now that these Lishcha Sagozis has Kedushas Azorah on it, how could it say that the Zokin Bezdin sat down there? The Zokin Bezdin was not a melech from Beis David. So how is he allowed to sit down there? And l'may it's a raya that half of it was made b'chol. That's where, and that half is where the Zokin sat down. Shrashi ein yeshiva b'azorah, when you're inside the Beis HaMikdash doing the avodah, it says la'amoid. You have to be standing. All the sheiros says la'amoid standing. Elo l'malchus Beis David. Shemetzino ben yeshiva. Shenema vayovia melech David vayesh lofonav lofnei Hashem vayeme mi anoichu mi beisi. So only David the melech, malchus Beis David, is allowed to sit in the azorus, but nobody else. That's a clear raya that Lishcha Sagozis. Since it said that the Kohen Bezdin was sitting there, it's raya, his Mariv side was Bechoil. Now also, we just got finished saying there has to be two different entrances to it. You can't just have one entrance into this Lishcha. Why? So Chura, what do we see now? That the Kohen Bezdin sat down there. So the question is, who tells you half was Bechoilish? Maybe the whole thing was Bechoil. That's why he was able to sit down. If you want to tell me the whole thing was in Chol, pious be Mizrachim, then the piece was on the east side of it. We dashed before the reason why we make a piece is we want to have a tumul in the Beis Hamikdash itself. So mashma, the piece has to be done in the Beis Hamikdash. Veleka, if you can tell me now the whole Lishcha Sagozis was b'chol, didn't have kedushas azara. So we're not being a kind of this postik of the Vesel Akim Nahalach Barogish. Mashm in the Beis HaMikdash itself, and the Kedushas Azar itself, you have to make a tumul. That's what we said, that's what we make four pieces throughout the day. So if you tell me now that the piece was made on the east side of the Lishcha Sagozis, if that's Bechol, it's not done in the Beis HaMikdash for Lekom. El Shema Mino, you have to answer like this. Chetzi HaBakodesh.
the Mizrach side was Bakodesh, that's where they made the pious. So that was done in the Azori, in the Beis Lakim. It's called the Pasuk Beis Lakim Halach Barogish. The Chetzi Bachol. Now the other half, the Marav side, where the Zakan Bezen sat down, that was Bachol. And he was allowed to sit there. It didn't have Kedushas Azora. Now we just got finished saying also before that it had two different doors. Now vi Sakot Aitach, Pesach Echad Yeshlo, because if you want to say there's only one door, one entrance into this Lishkas Agaziz, Memonashach. Upsuach Lakodesh, if it opens up to the side, opening up into the Azorah, then the Kalal is, the whole thing has Kedushas Azora on it. Abazoy is the Khan Yoshima Ravam. How could you say the Zokin was able to sit on the west side of it? True, that was really Bechoyol. But now we learned like this. Halishchoyis habnuyis Bechoyol. If you have a room that was built like right outside the Azor, right outside the Beis Hamidrash, it was built on the Karko of Chol. Abobsuchas Lakodesh, but if the entrance into that room was opening from the Beis Hamidrash itself, from the Azorah, the Loch is Kodesh. Toicha Kodesh. It has Loch like this Kodesh. If there was only one entrance into the Lishkas Agaziz, and the entrance was from Kodesh, then the whole thing should be Kodesh. Even the Marav side where the Diskan Bezen sat down. And V'Yisagot, if you want to tell me, V'Yisagot Aituch, Pesuach L'Choyel, I'll tell you no. There was only one entrance, but it opened up only to outside the Azor, outside the Beis Hamikdash. Of Azor, Fred Gemara, Pius B'Mizrachom, what do you want to tell me now that Pius was done on the east side? And that has Kedushas Choyel, that has Kedushas Azorah, Vietnam, we learn not like that. Vietnam. Venuyas Makodesh. If you have a room, even though the room itself is on the kark of the Azorum, of Absuchas Lechoil, but if the entrance is only to the outside of the to the Beis Hamikdash, it doesn't enter inside the Azorum. It only enters to outside the Azorum. Here's a Loch of Toichan Choil. We don't care if this room really is inside the Azorum. You go both to where the Pesach is. If the opening is to Choil outside, the whole Azorum, the whole Lishka, has Loch like Choil. See, if you tell me that it only had one door, and the door opened up L'Choyel, so the whole Lishka has Choyel. So again, we're not being the kind of the Pesach of, Beveis Lehim, Beveis Lekim, Ala Barogish. We're not making the Tumul in the Azara. It's called the Tumul outside. And Allah Shemamina has to be right from here, that Shnei Pesachim Hoyolah, that this one Lishka, true, half of it was built inside the Azara, and half outside, and each half had its own Pesach. Echad Pesach V'Kodesh, the Mizrach side that was inside the Azara had its own entrance into the Azara, therefore was called the Kedushas Azara and was called the Vesel Akin Halabarogish. The Yechab Suach L'Choil and the side of Marav's side where the Zkan Bezen sat down, that was taka built like on the ground outside the Azara, outside the Beis Hamidrash, and it had its own entrance to Choil. Therefore that half had a din Choil on it. So therefore it's very good what we're saying. The Lishkas Hagozis had two dinim to it. Half the Mizrach side was opened up to the Azorah had Kedusha on it. The Pius was done by Kedusha's Azorah. Mashaik in the west side, where the Zkan Vezin sat down, was built the Churl outside the Azorah, and it had its own entrance to the Churl outside. Therefore, it has a din Churl, not a din Kedusha. That's why the Zkan Vezin was allowed to sit down there. It's not called Yeshiva by Azorah. All right, stop here.